The testing, PE, and SAGE provisions are just a few pieces of the far-reaching bill that was introduced late last week for a joint hearing yesterday. Ripon Republican Senate sponsor Luther Olson says the theme tying it all together is mandate relief.
This doesn't require anybody to do anything. All it does is says to the local communities, you decide.
But teachers spoke out against the piece on standardized testing. English teacher Jennifer Breeze of DeForest High School says she welcomes more evaluation, but says the state's current standardized test is ineffective. Also, she says some students blow it off.
There are, of course, the intrinsically motivated students who definitely want to see how they measure up to their classmates, but there are kids who, all right, I'm going to start this, and 4 hours later, they're randomly filling in circles, and there's the possibility that I can get disciplined for that choice. That concerns me a great deal. That is not a measure of my effectiveness at all.
The physical education provision would let kids who take sports substitute that for PE. But freshman Republican Assemblyman Evan Wynn of Whitewater questioned the wisdom of that idea. Wynn says he played football in high school.
Can't really do that at 48 now. I'm pretty limited to what activities I can do. But because I had those skills taught to me in phys ed in high school of golf, of running and bicycling, I'm able to pursue those lifetime activities.
This plan would also change who could provide special education services and change how many days kids have to attend school in Milwaukee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.